Roanoke man has been formally sentenced to 8 months in jail. That and more coming up on this edition of the 5 o'clock news break of WUVT News, Sports, and Weather. I'm Billy Parvatan. Roanoke man has been formally sentenced to 8 months in jail. Evan Sarver received his sentence today for hitting and killing a man back in April 2017. The incident, which killed Walter Ashley, age 71, also results in Sarver, age 23, serving 3 years of probation. Prosecutors also cite drinking as a factor in the incident, as an officer asserted that he could smell alcohol and after administrating a sobriety test found Sarver to be at a blood alcohol level of 0.12. Sarver later told his mother he believed he had hit a deer. The town of Christiansburg has a new planning director. Will Drake is set to succeed Andrew Warren, who leaves his former position after accepting a promotion to town manager from over the summer. Drake is familiar with the NRV, as he previously worked as a GIS specialist and broadband planner in Blacksburg while also teaching an introductory planning course at Virginia Tech, where he also got his bachelor's and master's. Drake will start his job next week with an annual salary of just over $72,000. Bedford County History is currently up for sale. The three owners' home, which is currently selling for $600,000, was built in the 1830s and currently has a place on both the National and State Historical Registry list. Features of the 8,000-square-foot home include a two-story kitchen, original paintings and fixtures, the grave of original builder Abel Nichols, and an overall Greek Revival-style home. This is the first time in the house's history that it has been placed on the open market. Now over to Tori with your Hokie Sports.
Thanks, Billy. The men's basketball team will be playing today against Gardner-Webb at Castle Coliseum. Tickets are available online as well as at the box office still at Castle. Gates will open at 5:30 and tip-off will be at 7 o'clock. The game will also be shown on ACC Network Extra and broadcast online. Virginia Tech is ranked 15th in the preseason, making this their best preseason ranking since the 1984-1985 season. The Virginia Tech cross-country teams left Blacksburg yesterday for Rock Hill, South Carolina, to compete in the 2018 NCAA Southeast Regional Cross-Country Meeting being held at Winthrop Farm on Winthrop University's campus. The top two teams in each race at the regional meet receive an automatic bid to the NCAA Championships being held at the Thomas Zimmer Championship Course at University of Wisconsin on November 17th. Coming off a 3-0 win on Senior Day, the Virginia Tech volleyball team will play in Charlottesville for their second matchup of the season with Virginia on Friday at Memorial Gym. The match will begin at 7 p.m. on ACC Network Extra and the Watch ESPN app. The Hokies got the best of the Cavaliers the first round, winning in straight sets on September 24th inside Castle Coliseum. The Virginia Tech women's soccer team has advanced to the 2018 NCAA Women's Soccer Championship for the 10th time in program history and the first time since the 2015 season. The Hokies face the North Carolina Regional Texas Longhorns tonight in Austin, Texas. The game will begin at 8 and be broadcast on Longhorn Network. The football team will be back in action tomorrow for an ACC game against Pittsburgh at Heinz Field. The game will start at 3:30 and will be on ESPNU for television, as well as being broadcast over SiriusXM. Virginia Tech football is currently 4-4 overall and 3-2 in the ACC. The women's basketball team will also be competing tomorrow at Castle Coliseum against Georgia Southern. The second game of the season will begin at 2 p.m. and hopefully bring in another win off of the 96-45 victory they earned against USC Upstate on Tuesday. This is Tori Chafian for WUVT Sports. Now to Andrew with the weather.
Thanks, Tori. After a fairly seasonable week, our first shot of winter comes this weekend with lower than average temperatures and low precipitation chances. However, things will change to start the work week. Tonight, we will see showers come to an end during the evening, with mostly cloudy skies and windy conditions expected overnight. Lows will fall to near 32. Tomorrow, we will have partly cloudy skies and windy conditions. There is also a chance for a few flurries or snow showers, especially during the morning hours. Highs will only reach 39, with wind chills likely in the upper 20s throughout the day. Tomorrow night, winds will diminish and skies will clear. Lows will fall to 19, so be sure to bundle up if you are going out. For Veterans Day Sunday, you can expect sunny skies with slightly milder temperatures. Highs look to be in the upper 40s. Looking ahead to Monday, chances of rain look to increase. Mostly cloudy skies can be expected with the chance of showers later in the day. Highs will top out in the upper 40s. Showers continue on into Tuesday as well, as a coastal storm forms off the southeastern coast. There is a chance the precipitation ends as a period of wet snow later on Tuesday, but there will not be any accumulation. Otherwise, you can expect highs in the mid-40s and increasing winds. I'm Andrew Colantoni with WUVT Weather. Back to you, Billy.
Thanks, Andrew. It's mostly cloudy in the New River Valley. It's 45 in Blacksburg, 42 in Roanoke, 49 in Marion, 48 near Bluefield, and 46 near Dublin. And it is 45 degrees outside the WUVT studios here in downtown Blacksburg, Virginia. For WUVT News, I'm Billy Parvatan.
You are listening to WUVT 90.7 FM Blacksburg. This hour of program is brought to you by the Moss Arts Center. Martha Redbone, a multi-award-winning musician, is celebrated for her tasty gumbo of roots music embodying the folk and country sounds of her childhood in the Appalachian Mountains of Kentucky, mixed with the eclectic grit of her teenagers in Brooklyn. With her gospel-singing father's voice and the spirit of her Cherokee, Shawnee, Choctaw mother's culture, Redbone broadens the boundaries of Americana. Martha Redbone at the Moss Arts Center, Friday, November 30th at 7:30 p.m. in the Ann and Ellen Fife Theater. Details at artcenter.vt.edu. WVT thanks the Moss Arts Center for their support. My name is Matt, and we'll be listening to some jazz, post-bop, and other various styles of jazz for this next 2 hours. Up next, we have Kyle Eastwood with Moon Over Corno. Thank you. The New Life Christian Fellowship's Donut Dash 5K will take place on November 10th, tomorrow. This may be the only time you get to run while eating donuts and not feel bad about it, because every donut you eat magically takes off 1 minute from your final race time. For more information and to register, you can visit nlcf.net/donut-. You just heard Kyle Eastwood with Moon Over Corno. Up next, we have Bobby Watson Sextet with You're Lucky to Me. This hour programming is brought to you by the Moss Arts Center. Martha Redbone, a multi-award-winning musician, is celebrated for her tasty gumbo roots of music, embodying the folk and country sounds of her childhood in the Appalachian Mountains of Kentucky, mixed with the eclectic grit of her teenagers in Brooklyn. With her gospel-singing father's voice and the spirit of her Cherokee, Shawnee, Choctaw mother's culture, Redbone broadens the boundaries of Americana. Martha Redbone at the Moss Arts Center Friday, November 30th at 7:30 p.m. in the Ann and Ellen Fife Theater. Details at artcenter.vt.edu. WVT thanks the Moss Arts Center for their support.
Thank you. Thank you.
On Saturday, December 1st, Instill Mindfulness SWVA is holding a day-long mindfulness retreat at the Unity of Roanoke Valley. Here, you can find relief from burnout, recover a sense of well-being, develop self-care tools, learn to manage stress, skillfully handle emotions, sustain attention, cultivate compassion, and develop communication skills. To register and for more information, you can visit www.instillmindfulness.org or call at 540-227-6377. You just heard Charlie Hayden, Jim Hall with Bemsha Swing. Up next, we have Stan Getz with Madrugada. You are listening to WUVT 90.7 FM.